Owned by John and Rachel Allen, this house was moved here from snow camp in the 1960s to illustrate Revolutionary-era life. As active Quakers, the Allens were not involved in either war, but Rachel's brother was Herman's husband. Look across the open space downhill. At first, the Regulators nervously back away until they are in thicker woods atop the hill, where the rest of their number are waiting. Some of them form a line there at the edge of the forest. Meanwhile, the militia army slowly advances, many eager to begin the action. They likely exude some confidence. Besides their militia training, Tryon is a veteran officer who has drilled these men and placed them into a military structure. Adding to that confidence is the presence of 3-pounder cannons like the model by the visitor center, named for the weight of cannonball they shot. One is probably on this end of their line, or flank, possibly around the near end of the visitor center, and the other on the far right flank. No reports from the time confirm which cannons were sent where. Tryon had requisitioned these from the British commander in North America based in New York City, along with flags and leggings. Tryon also has 6 half-pounder swivel cannons lined across the road from Fort Johnston at the mouth of the Cape Fear River. Typically naval guns, these are probably manned by civilian sailors in the Wilmington Militia. Over the course of the hour, the militia and regulators close to within 25 to 30 yards of each other, well within the range at which muskets can be effectively aimed. On this end, the regulators are probably at the edge of the ditch below you, their line continuing close to the modern road. The militia are where you stand, or downhill, their line extending on this side of the 3-pounder. Some of the men look across the narrow space at neighbors and former friends. Meanwhile, the regulators' courage begins to rise, and they inch forward, waving their hats and taunting the militia, yelling, "Battle! Battle!" One of Tryon's men, Samuel Cornell, was later quoted in a newspaper to say, "Never did I see men so daring and desperate as they were, for during the expiration of the hour they would run up to the mouths of our cannon and make use of the most aggrieving language to induce the governor to fire on them." Walk down the hill, across the bridge, and partway up the other hill. Face the militia army. Then scroll to the next audio clip. One is probably on this end of their line, or flank, possibly around the near end of the center, and the other on the far right flank. No reports from the time confirm which cannons were sent where. One is probably on this end of their line, or flank, possibly near the end of the visitor center. One is probably on this end of their line, or flank, possibly around the near end of the visitor center, and the other on the far right flank. No reports from the time confirm which cannons were sent where.